Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a short reflection from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Genesis 37, 1-4 and 12-28, and Matthew 14, 22-33. In Genesis, we meet Joseph, his brothers, and the dangerous power of envy. In Matthew's Gospel, we meet the disciples in a boat, battered by wind and waves, and Peter stepping out onto the water in response to Jesus' invitation. At first, these stories may seem quite different. One is set within the painful complexity of family life. The other unfolds in the darkness before dawn, on the stormy waters of Galilee. Yet, both readings speak about ordinary human experience. They're filled with fear, resentment, exhaustion, courage, failure, and grace. The image that has stayed with me is Peter stepping out of the boat. It's easy to remember Peter sinking. That's often the part of the story we focus on. But before Peter sinks, he does something astonishingly brave. He steps out. The other disciples remain in the boat, surrounded by everything familiar, even if that familiar place is still frightening. Peter hears the voice of Jesus and dares to move toward him. There's a fragile, trembling faith in that moment. Not certainty, not confidence that is everything sorted, not polished spiritual heroism, just one human being, afraid and hopeful, moving towards Christ across troubled water. Faith often looks like that. One thing preachers may want to notice is that neither reading gives us perfect people. Joseph's family is marked by favoritism, rivalry, and resentment. His brothers become so consumed by envy that they can no longer recognize Joseph as their own flesh and blood. Envy narrows their vision. It tells them the old lie that there's not enough to go around, not enough love, not enough blessing, not enough belonging. In Matthew, Peter is courageous, but also impulsive. The disciples have just fed the 5,000, yet still find themselves terrified and confused. They're exhausted from rowing against the wind through the night. They're not shining examples of calm religious certainty. They are frightened, weary people in a storm. And that's precisely where Christ comes to them. Jesus doesn't wait on the shore and call advice from a safe distance. He comes across the water. He comes into the place of fear, chaos, and exhaustion. And when Peter begins to sink, Jesus reaches out immediately. That word matters, immediately. Grace doesn't pause to see whether Peter has learned his lesson. Grace reaches out. For worship leaders, this opens up rich possibilities. The service can hold together honesty and hope. It can name envy without shaming people. It can acknowledge family pain, community wounds, anxiety, and weariness, while still pointing toward the abundance of God's love. These readings invite prayers for people who feel trapped in pits, overwhelmed by storms, or tired from rowing against the wind. They also offer a strong visual and liturgical shape. A candle can become a sign of Christ's light in the darkness. A children's talk might use a boat, a blue cloth, or the simple action of reaching out a hand. Hymns can draw on images of night, wind, courage, grace, and companionship. The theme also speaks powerfully to the church's life today. Many congregations know what it feels like to row hard and make little progress. Many communities are tired, yet Christ still calls the church, beyond safety and certainty, into deeper waters of compassion, justice, creativity, environmental care, inclusion, and radical hospitality. However you shape this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation resist the lie of scarcity, find courage in the storm, and trust that failure is never the final word. May they hear again the voice of Christ saying, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And may they discover that God works not through perfect heroes, but through flawed families, frightened disciples, impulsive apostles, and struggling communities who are still held by grace. The full Worship at Hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestions, children's talk ideas, and images, is available from Philip Garside Books. Ngā mihi.